children time to awake from your sleep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Tonight, I hope you guys are comfortable. If you're driving and listening to this later, pull over because it'll put you to sleep. Tonight is going to be meditation. And it's meditation on a particular style that you might not be familiar with. It's guided visualization. However, what we're going to work on is having you heal yourselves and balance yourselves, because the energy has been really kind of frenetic lately. I'm sure you guys have noticed it. It's made me cross my eyes a few times and wonder what the hell's going on. But the energy has been very intense and, in fact, exhausting at times. And even the good news is exhausting. Have you noticed that? I surprised myself with that last week. I had so much good news hitting me, I couldn't handle it. I was used to all the bad news, you know. So it was quite interesting to find myself totally exhausted. And then as I've been reading other people's blogs and things, I've been realizing that pretty much everybody's going through this kind of stuff this last week. And it's just another energetic change. So what we're going to do tonight is something that's going to help you to integrate those energies and to balance yourself out. So it'll be gentle and easy and hopefully very powerful and profound at the same time, and something that you can utilize many times. So before we get started, though, I wanted to give you a little heads up of what's coming up. In a couple weeks, I'm going to have on Dr. Marco Iacobani, who is a brain scientist at UCLA and is in charge of the brain imaging department using the functional MRI. And we're going to be discussing his book, Mirroring People, which is all about empathy and how we connect. And then that's on the 11th of November. On the 18th of November, Dr. Jill Bolt-Taylor will be on, and you might have seen her thing that was at the TEDS conference. It was all over YouTube, and her book is called My Stroke of Insight, and it's about studying the stroke from the inside out, because she had a massive stroke, and as a brain scientist, had quite a few interesting thoughts along the way. So I've decided that November is Brain Month at BBS, and I'll see who else I can scare up to do some brain stuff on that month. It just seemed to kind of have fit into that theme for some reason. So tonight, though, it's going to be pretty gentle and easy. And if any of you that are listening are not visually aware of colors and things, like if you've been blind from birth, you can still feel colors. So I don't want anybody to stress out about this, okay? If I talk about a color, just imagine what you think that color is. Or if you're colorblind, you might not be able to see it either. But don't worry about it. This is an energetic thing. So I'm going to be asking you to relax. So make sure you have a comfortable spot to sit or lay down. And I know some of you I put to sleep within the first 10 minutes of the show. So if that's the case, then I guess you'll be put to sleep again very quickly. And I'd also like to mention that one of the sponsors for my show is Hydramay, which is nutritional skin cream. And if you haven't tried it, it is amazing. It disappears into your skin right away. It's actual nutrition for your skin. And their ad is going to be up on my webpage if it hasn't gotten up there yet. It will be within the next week. If you have any questions about it, please give me a call. I use it myself. It's incredible stuff. And the lady that has that company is just wonderful. And hi, Marjorie. And she's one of the ones I put to sleep. So I don't know if she made it through this first 10 minutes. But anyway, please do use that product. You'll be really happy with it. Okay, now we got all the business out of the way. So what I'd like you to do is turn down the lights a little bit, get comfortable. You might want a blanket or something. This is not going to be a terribly long meditation, but it might be, 20 minutes or so. So I'd like you to be able to be comfortable. If you have candles on, please make sure that the candles are in a saucer or something and away from curtains and, things like that. Some people go very deep in meditation, almost like a trance. And so if that's the case, you don't want open flame around anything. And while you're doing this, if you're a smoker, please do not smoke during this for a number of reasons. And if you're driving, pull over. Don't try to drive like this. Okay, everybody ready? Oh, and turn off your phones, too. Turn off the cell phones. Turn off the ringers on your other phones. You don't want to be jolted out of a meditation. You want to be able to come out of it naturally. If this is your first time meditating, don't worry. You don't have to find silence. All you have to do is listen to my voice. And it's just going to be real easy to do, okay? All right. So, first thing, take a deep breath, nice deep breath, and let it fall gently out of your body, naturally, easily. Take another deep breath all the way down to the pit of your stomach. Let it fall gently out of your body. And another nice deep breath all the way down to your toes. And again, let it just come out naturally and gently, taking any tension with it. And now continue to breathe slow and deep, comfortably, naturally. Nice, deep, full breaths. All the way in. All the way out. Breathe in the love of God. Breathe out pain, discomfort, negative energies. Breathe in light. Breathe out dark. And just continue to breathe nice and easy. And now imagine yourself up on a screen. See yourself standing there while the other part of you looks at you standing on the screen. And just take a nice deep breath and kind of unfocus your eyes and look at the you on the screen in all of your glory. In all of your weirdness. Look at you. And now look for any swirling lights upon your body. You may know these as chakras, energy centers. Look for those beautiful swirling lights, and they can be any color, depending on what you're working on. And as you see these lights, go up the center of your body first. First look kind of between your legs, down at the very base of the spine. Notice that color. And if it's dim, or it's dark, or the color seems to be muddy, take a deep cleansing breath now and sweep out any of the dark muckiness. And just see that as you blow upon your figure upon the screen, all of the darkness and the muckiness clears away. And you see that that spinning color is clearing now. And you continue to blow a cleansing breath upon that area until it's completely clean and sparkling. And feel the smile of your body as you clear out any blockages, any fears, anything that's impeding the flow there. And now move your attention up to the second chakra. That's below your belly button. And take a nice deep breath and blow a cleansing breath onto that chakra. Clear out any negative energies, any excesses, any lack. Keep blowing the cleansing breath upon the second chakra until all negative, all mucky stuff goes away. And now feel the smile of your body as that area clears. And now move your gaze up to the third chakra. Kind of above the belly button, but below the heart. And gaze upon that area. And if it's dim or dark or not spinning, take a deep breath and blow a cleansing breath right into that chakra. And watch as the darkness, the negativity, the muckiness, blockages all dissolve. And just keep blowing cleansing breaths into the third chakra until it's sparkling and clear. And feel the smile of your body as the tension and the fear and the gut reactions just go away. And now move your gaze up to the heart chakra. And if there's any muckiness or negativity there, take a deep cleansing breath and blow it into the heart chakra until all the muckiness and negative energies are gone, just dissolved away. Nice, beautiful cleansing breaths until your heart chakra is sparkling, and feel the smile of your body. Feel the gratitude and the love. And now move your attention up to your throat chakra. And again, look at yourself on the screen there. And if there's any darkness or muckiness there, take a deep cleansing breath and blow it into that chakra. Until all the muckiness, the darkness is gone. Until the fear of speaking your truth has dissolved. And now feel the smile of your body as that chakra is cleared. Feel the truth ready to spring forth. And now move your attention up to your third eye chakra on your forehead. And again, gaze upon it. Notice any darkness or muckiness. Take a deep cleansing breath and blow it into that chakra. And completely clear out any haze, any darkness, any muckiness. Blow a cleansing breath right into your third eye chakra. And feel your body smile as clear sight and vision return. And now move your attention to your crown chakra, in the very top of your head and gaze upon yourself on the screen there. Notice if there is any darkness or muckiness. Take a deep cleansing breath and blow it right into your crown chakra, clearing out any muckiness, any discoloration. And now feel the smile of your body as the connection with your highest self is cleansed on your end. And now feel the energy coming from that highest self, coming in greater and greater capacity now, as your crown chakra becomes brighter and brighter. And now feel it streaming down into your third eye chakra, and down into your throat chakra, and down into your heart chakra, down to the solar plexus chakra, down to the sexual chakra, and down through the base chakra, all the way down between your legs, between your feet, and into Mother Earth. Now take a deep breath and feel your connection. And as you see yourself on the screen, notice that you are becoming brighter and brighter, and you can't help but smile. Feel the clarity. Feel the cleanness of this connection with your highest self. Now notice as this energy keeps coming in and being channeled through your body, notice how the feeling of this clarity, this purity, extends throughout your body to every cell. Feel every cell starting up and spinning in the proper orientation, whatever that may be for you. It's kind of like machinery starting up and going faster and faster. And as it does, any remaining negative energies are knocked off and dissolved. And now feel the pulsation and the life within every cell of your body. Feel the completeness and the balance. Feel how every cell knows its job and does its job. Feel how all of your cells work together in service to the One. And now as you observe yourself glowing and pulsating, now see that self on the screen come down off the screen and walk towards you. And you both hold your arms out and welcome all parts of yourself into One. Feel the click as you integrate. Feel the balance as everything within you attains its proper place and its proper function, as every part of you works in harmony in unity and in alignment with the all that is. Feel the life within you. This is the truth of who you are. And now, bring your attention back to this room, this place, wherever you may be. Become aware of your surroundings. Open your eyes, move around a bit, and if you're able to, please stand up. And we'll go through the grounding exercise now. Make sure everybody's safe. So stand with your feet shoulder width apart, and see coming from the center of Mother Earth a brilliant emerald green light, streaking up through the bottoms of your feet, up through your body, out the top of your head, into the cosmos, through the base of God itself, through the back of the cosmos, back into the other side of Mother Earth, so that you stand grounded and connected with a ring of brilliant emerald green light. Now see coming from the center of God itself a brilliant golden light, streaking through the cosmos, down through the top of your head, down through your body, out the bottoms of your feet, into the core of Mother Earth, out the back, and into the back of God itself, so that you stand connected with God to all that is. And now see coming from the center of your heart a brilliant hot pink light, streaking out through the cosmos, right through the center of the heart of God itself, out through the back, through the hearts of everything in creation, so that now you stand connected through truth and love, through the heart, with everything that is. And now you stand grounded and connected, the bridge between heaven and earth. So that should have brought you back. Okay, how's everybody feel? If you fell asleep, you can wake up now and get ready to go to bed. So the main thing here is that everybody is complete and grounded. Okay? So please make sure of that, that you are actually grounded within yourself. If not, the easiest way to ground is to go eat some meat or eat something heavy like a casserole or something. You know, eating will bring you back to earth. This is one reason why many of the spiritual practices will have you fasting and praying and not eating for a long time. Because when you're eating, you are grounding to earth. So if you're having a hard time getting back in your body, since many people have a hard time being in their bodies in the first place, then you might need to eat something. And if you're a smoker, smoking will ground you too. I prefer people don't smoke, obviously, because it hurts the body, but, you know, that's the doctor part of me talking. So do what you have to do to be grounded, okay? I want to make sure you guys are all safe. Now, that little exercise that we did is a balancing exercise. So any time that you are feeling like the energies are a little bit too much, it's normally because you have blockages in your chakras. And the blockages get there from irritation, anger, fear. All of those things will create blockages. And my teacher, Torkum, used to talk about irritation, the destructive fire. He has a book of that. And he talks about how any time that you get angry or irritated, you create a crystallization in your nerve roots. And he called it imperil. And the problem is that this will block the function of your nervous system, which is way beyond just taking impulses to and fro. The nervous system is also connected with different realities and with different dimensions of our being and with our highest self. So it's very important to keep the nervous system clear. this balancing exercise that I just gave you is something that will help you to keep those chakras cleaned out. And it only takes 15-20 minutes. So, you know, you can do this in the evening, or you can do it in the morning before you go somewhere. But the main thing is to make sure that you see the cleansing of these chakras and breathe in that breath. And, you know, blow it on yourself on the screen. It's pretty easy. And I can't look at the fast chat. I don't have the computer in front of me. So if you guys are making comments, I'm sorry I'm missing them. If you have any questions about this exercise, you can email me at valerie@quantumvortexexperience.com. That's V-A-L-E-R-I-E at quantumvortexexperience.com, or my usual email, which is dr.valerienmd@gmail.com. That's dr.valerienmd, as a naturopathic medical doctor, @gmail.com. So any questions or comments, I do answer my emails, as some of you have already found out. So I will be happy to answer your questions or list your comments. If you have any testimonials or anything you'd like to send in, I love testimonials, and eventually they'll get up on the webpage. And I need to kind of learn a little bit more about computer stuff. So in my spare time, that's what I'm going to be addressing. In the meantime, with this energy that's coming, it's going to get more and more intense, you know. And our job is to find the true essence of ourselves. How are you going to do that if you're rushing around and you're upset with the events of the day, especially if you can't do anything about them? How are you going to manage to find the truth of yourself if you're too busy with the distractions of the world? And I know this one really well. You know, I'm one of those people who's had many, many distractions to deal with, especially in the last several years, as the guys at BBS know. So if you're going through a lot of distracting stuff and it's difficult, do this balancing exercise. That will help you. And other than that, there's plenty of other meditations that I've led you guys through. One of these days I'll get them all listed on the archive. And if you have any specific needs that you'd like addressed, just drop me a line. I'd be happy to answer. Okay? So I'm sorry I can't get any questions. If you have questions or comments, you're going to need to call in to BBS so that you can make those comments on the air. And other than that, this is going to be a fairly short show tonight. I felt it was really important to just get that balancing exercise out to you. It's quick, it's easy, and it's something you can do yourselves that doesn't require a lot of complication. And if you want a script on that, then email me and I'll have to sit down and write it. Like I said, I'm not at my computer, so what I was doing was watching as the guides were showing me what to do there. So I'll have to go back through it myself and figure out what I said. But if you'd like that, I'd be happy to type it up for you and send it to you. And let's see if there was anything else I needed to talk to you guys about. We're going to be having some really interesting people on in future shows, talking more about consciousness and about what we can do, humanity, that is, what we can do each individually as a portion of humanity to help raise the consciousness on this planet. So there's going to be a lot of interesting little asides. One thing I want you to understand is just because someone comes on and talks about their product or their book or whatever, does not mean that I'm trying to get you guys to buy it, okay? Somebody asked me that question the other day that's not a regular listener, and I said, no, you can listen and not have to run out and buy something. You know, it's basically about just giving you the tools. There are things out there that can help you, and I know there's people listening tonight that really needed what we just went through. And there's going to be people that that are dealing with stroke victims and everything else next month that are going to need some help with these brain things going on. So It's going to be interesting. Tune in. So, short one tonight, guys. I hope that you enjoyed it. And as always, thank you for tuning in. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do